Atlanta artists have a champion at the city's biggest art museum, and now he's been honored by another long-standing institution. Michael Rooks, the curator of contemporary art at the High Museum, has received the Nexus Award from the Atlanta Contemporary Art Center. Past recipients include the founder of Flux Projects and the director of the Metropolitan Atlanta Arts Fund. WABE's Mike Johns was there and has the story.
And it is with great pleasure that I get to introduce this year's Nexus Award recipient, Michael Rooks.
This is Julie Delacquanti under the light festoon pavilion at the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center at the ceremony for the 2015 Nexus Award.
I didn't even get to finish sentence.
Delacquanti is the Contemporary's executive director, and she's honoring a man at another arts organization here in town that you may have heard of.
My name is Michael Rooks. I'm the Whelan Family Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art at the High Museum.
Rooks joined the High in 2010, and in 2013, he curated the group show Drawing Inside the Perimeter, which not only exhibited the works of over 40 Atlanta artists, but also added that work to the High's permanent collection.
I work with artists on an international arena, but I also find it as important to work with artists who live and work in our metro area. It's become a real joy for me, frankly, and important for the museum because these individuals, artists, teachers, collectors, gallerists, they all represent our front lines of support here.
Rook's follow-up to Drawing Inside the Perimeter is an exhibition called Sprawl, which will open in July and will include over 70 artists from around the state. In January, on City Lights, we asked Rook's about his New Year's resolution.
My resolution this year is to meet 50 new artists before that show opens.
So that was at the beginning of the year, and now...
Yeah, so I've done it. I did meet 100 new artists since the new year. And
all of this is to say that Michael Rooks takes his work at the High and in Atlanta's arts community seriously.
The Nexus Award is one of those things that this is not a lifetime achievement award.
This, again, is Julie Delacquanti.
What we really do is look back on this year. And I think this year, one of the things that stands out is that he is ever present, and he has been working so tirelessly to spend time with artists, doing studio visits, and working really, really hard at the High to make space for contemporary art.
The Nexus Award began in 2010 as a way for the contemporary to recognize those who have made significant contributions to the contemporary arts and to local leaders who help keep Atlanta's art scene vibrant. Some of the past recipients mingled with other guests at the awards ceremony.
My name is Andrea Barnwell Brownlee, and I'm the director of the Spelman College Museum of Fine Art. Jerry Cullum and I were the first recipients of the Nexus Award, something I'm very, very proud of.
Is there one thing that Michael's done in his career here in Atlanta you point to and say, like, look at what's happening here, look at what this man is doing?
I think the standout contribution is the fact that he's made it a priority to bring more Atlanta-based artists into the halls of the High Museum.
Why do you think that's important?
I think that because there are incredible contributions happening on a daily basis here in Atlanta, and he has made it his priority to think about global issues as it relates to contemporary art practice, but also think about what's happening just around the corner.
And this was something I heard from most everyone I spoke to at the event, that Michael Rooks' visibility in the community both legitimized the work of the many artists and organizations he's built relationships with and made the High Museum accessible to that community.
I've recognized that people are intimidated by institutions, and that's the name institution is scary, you know. Yeah. When you become institutionalized, it doesn't necessarily mean a good thing, right? So when you see people who represent these organizations out in your world, it changes how you feel about them. I think people begin to feel a sense of ownership and belonging to a place, and it's mutual.
And so, to recognize him for his work building bridges between the largest arts organization in Atlanta and some of the smallest, the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center welcomed a crowd of artists, patrons, gallery owners, and others to their steel-beamed pavilion.
So please join me in recognizing our 2015 Nexus Award recipient, Michael Rooks.
Rooks took the opportunity to issue a call to action to those gathered there.
Atlanta has famous actors and famous athletes, and Atlanta has famous recording artists and famous television personalities. Atlanta has famous chefs and famous politicians. And I say Atlanta needs famous artists, and we're here to make it happen. So through this nexus of talent and know-how, all assembled here tonight, we will find the esprit de corps to make it happen together. It's an encouragement. This award is really an encouragement to institutions also to value participation over the single-minded pursuit of revenue, and to foster the influence of inspired ideas instead of rewarding influence. The city of Atlanta should be a nexus itself for contemporary art in the Southeast, and together we will do it.
So, award in hand, Rooks is set to continue curating both art and the city around him. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.